CJMQ, and we have Mike McDonald on the line.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Hi, yeah. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We're CJMQ, and we have Mike McDonald, and he's with the Giant Pumpkin Growers Association. Is that correct, Mike?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Good. So he is online to tell us a little bit about the giant pumpkins. We're going to see them at the Harvest Fall Festival this Sunday in Lenoxville.
Yeah, well, we're just a group of guys that get together every fall to see who has the biggest pumpkin.
Okay, how many are involved in the association? About how many?
Oh, most years we have probably about 15 people that come.
Okay, so about 15 people enter pumpkins then?
Yeah, yeah. They change every year. You know, some leave and some new ones come in, and that's how things go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know that I grew a giant pumpkin. My goodness, it must have been like over 30 years ago, and it was 100 pounds, which was a lot back then. But now it's amazing. They're going, I don't know, 300 and 400, maybe even more.
Oh, even more than that. We've had some at Lenoxville over 1,000 pounds, and I'm expecting this year we're probably going to see another one.
Over 1,000 pounds?
Yeah.
So how did you get interested in growing giant pumpkins?
Oh, well, personally, myself, I seeing these big things in a seed catalog, and that was, probably 25 years ago.
Okay.
And just ordering seeds and starting into it that way.
Okay, now, do you keep the seeds from year to year and try to, like, keep the seeds from the biggest pumpkins, or how does that go?
Yeah, we do, but often, well, a lot of the growers, we trade seeds amongst ourselves. What we do is the biggest ones get saved, and then another year, people are always experimenting with these seeds, and people are looking to see where the biggest pumpkins come from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those seeds that are mostly sought after.
Okay.
They're called proven seeds.
Proven seeds, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, what does it take to grow a giant pumpkin? Lots of special fertilizer? Or?
Not really special fertilizer. Just the biggest thing is a lot of space and very fertile ground. A lot of cow manure.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the tilt of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Disease control. And just starting taking the time most every day to make sure that, you put everything into place.
Mm-hmm.
For the plant to do its best.
Okay. Do you feed them through the vine with milk or something?
No, we don't do that. That's kind of an old wives' tale.
Okay.
It's something that just kind of took off, and I know everybody asks if we feed them with milk, and that's just doesn't. It would be like giving yourself intravenous with apple juice. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we eat apple juice, it's not not something you'd inject in your veins.
No, okay, so it doesn't do any good.
No.
So how many are you entering? Is it one per person?
Yeah, it's one per person.
Okay, good. So we're going to see about maybe 15 entries, I guess, then?
I would think so. Generally, there's, 15. We've had, I guess, as many as 25, and 15 is usually the low end, but
mm-hmm.
oftentimes we're surprised by, a few entries that come in, and it's most of the time it's around 20.
Okay, how do you keep them from rotting on the ground and that?
They generally don't rot too much on the ground unless they say a mouse gets under and starts eating them,
mm-hmm.
or sometimes they'll crack, and it'll be from the inside that they'll rot.
Okay.
It's generally not from the outside. Very rare.
Good. You have to be pretty careful moving them, I guess, eh?
Oh, yeah. We have special lifts for them. And years ago, before we had a lift, we'd get it onto a tarp and have a lot of people around to help lift them onto the truck.
Okay. So now you have special lifts.
Yeah, we have special lifts because actually when the pumpkins got bigger, you can understand something 800 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
If you have eight guys, well, everyone's got 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And some will lift 100 and some won't. So you'll have some lifting a lot. And
mm-hmm.
It's
and of course, if it drops,
yeah,
if you lost your pumpkin too, if it drops, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Now, all the activities is going to be at the fire station in Lenoxville this year. And
we and the firemen, we've come together this year to have it in one place.
That's pretty nice, too. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great place to take pictures.
Yeah.
Now, do you get money when you enter the pumpkins or anything like that?
Well, the registration fee for everybody that comes, because we don't have an official membership, it's $10 to enter your pumpkin, and it's officially weighed and whatnot. You're eligible for the first, second, and third, and the best-looking and the worst-looking, and that.
So that's at the Pumpkin Festival or all the different places you go? Because I know you probably are entering your pumpkin in some other places after.
I haven't been for almost quite a few years now. I used to go down to the States a little bit, but I don't do that anymore.
Okay. Well, it is a lot of work, too.
It's a lot of work, and it's kind of you have to do a lot of advanced planning and whatnot.
Exactly.
And I milk cows, and they need attention twice a day.
Right, they do.
Yeah.
So it's $10 if somebody wants to enter their pumpkin. Do they have to call you ahead of time? Or?
No. Just show up at the fire hall.
Mm-hmm.
We start unloading at 11 in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, 11 to noon would be a good time to come.
Mm-hmm. So that's only $10. And the weigh-off is at 2 p.m.?
Yeah, the weigh-off starts at 2.
Okay.
And generally, it's about an hour to weigh them all.
Okay, so there's different categories. Any special prizes, or is it just the thrill of having the best or the biggest, whatever?
Pretty much it. Yeah, I guess it's a prestige thing, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there's trophies, too, for the best new grower.
Oh, that's fine.
That encourages, somebody new to come down and weigh their pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for the best quality and the worst looking, and so we cover quite a bit. It's not just the biggest.
Okay, that's pretty.
Otherwise,
funny.
People will see really who has the biggest, and some might get discouraged and not.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the worst looking too also gets.
The worst looking or oddest.
Oddest. Okay. Any young people getting interested in this?
There's a few, but often. I know, like young people are, and it's understandable too. There's a lot going on with them, and you need a little certain amount of dedication
to
do that. It's an everyday thing. People throw the seed in the ground and go out once a week or once a month to weed it or look at it. You won't have very much.
No, you have to be very dependable and look after the pumpkin and make sure it's okay. Good. Well, that should be a lot of fun. Harvest Fall Festival coming up this weekend, the 26th, and the fun starts at 11 at the Samuel Gratham in the fire station, and the pumpkins will be outside, I would imagine. So if you want to enter your pumpkin, there's going to be different things, the best looking, the oddest, and new to entering your pumpkin too, so you can come by from 11 a.m. to around noon, I guess, so the way off is at 2.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Anything else you'd like to add, Mike, before we go?
I can't think of anything except that the forecast looks very good.
It does look good. Okay.
Yeah, and that makes the whole day go good if you get a nice sunny day.
Good. Well, thank you very much and all the best.
Okay, thank you. See you there.
Bye.